And don't sin. There's nothing wrong with it. Just a temper to grow sometimes. Now let's hear it. You know the difference between giving into and letting it rain. You know the difference. The brothers know the difference well between giving in to looking lustfully or temptation. You know the difference. And you also, what you ought to be staring at is things such as, well, where do you want your hope? What hope do you count? How much do you love Jesus and want to glorify Him and are thankful to Him? Etc. Stare at these things. Your confidence will rise. And His promises concerning it. What else? Let's hear it, people.
That's an amazing hopeful promise that God promised to keep you from sin.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't have to do it. That's the big one. The power is His, by His grace. It isn't on me. Not at all. Those feelings. Why aren't you fellowshipping about it more? And you'll understand it a lot better. Let's hear it. Paul, what's your problem?
I think a lot seeing cinema members and seeing myself.
That's right there. You see that?
Yeah. In other words,
you insist on staring at that for which you know we are no longer responsible.
Break up the bad habits.
Now you're getting to the real issue. Is that pleasing to Him?
Yes.
That's what a lot of the New Testament about. It is, that very thing. He's saying, break up these habits. It's a good expression. These habits that can, if you let them go, we have the power, are you going to use it or not?
Yes.
Hey, nobody's too sure, huh? Well, tell me some more. Somehow, previously you had a vague feeling it's on you not to sin.
Yeah.
Now you have a promise from Him to keep you from it, and you're worried. That's what it comes down to. Hey, I can't go trusting this Jesus. I got to do this. But, hey, this is crazy. Here it is. How can you do it? There's no way to get around faith. Now let's hear some more. Imagine we're able to start with Jesus, if we need to. We're able to start with a clean slate and stay, abide in Him. What's wrong with that?
Anything?
With more guarantee that He'll keep us. Another thing, you know a good reference? I'll tell you a good one. The word distinct. Where is it in the Old Testament? O Lord, if Thou do not keep us, then we will not be distinct from the people. But is it not in being distinct that we are, what is that? How else are we distinct? What does holy mean? It means separate, different, yeah. Distinct, that there's a difference. Well, we're just the same as ordinary men. We have to give in to sin all the time.
No.
It's His will that we should be that, so He provides everything needed for it. let's hear some more. You know, in a week or so, you think this is crazy. I got to talk to you like this. Wait and see. You don't get the point.
Yeah.
In a week, you'll think it's crazy. Maybe the brothers' meeting already Wednesday. What were we so worried about? What's so different? Except that you have an extra promise, and you can forget about starting over every week. If that's a minute. Let's hear it.
When Jesus spoke to us the other day, he said, there's no reason to fear. Do not worry about the present circumstances. I have you in the palm of my hand.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You like to look at yourself as you have to sin, huh?
No.
You respect that? You value that, huh?
No.
You're not glad that you can forget it?
Yeah! Glad. Forget it.
Okay, yeah, but now I gotta hold my breath.
No way.
That's the attitude. I want to go back to a life of being close to him.
Yeah.
On his basis. Now let's hear some more. Ten of Tenerife. Let's hear some more.
Really seems like it's too good to be true.
Right. How many of you consider yourself to be his sheep? All right. You forget what he said then. What did he say? No one shall snatch at you. And I give my sheep eternal life. You just said you have eternal life. Now, whether it's in your mind, in the official transaction, I prayed, I didn't do this right or that, all this stuff, what did he say? You do it as sheep. Why don't you just say you are? Alright, let's hear the next worry. Because I can't figure it out and handle it. Next problem? Oh, I don't want him to give me eternal life this way. I want him to give me eternal life this way. Okay, next. He may be one step ahead of you. You know, what you need to do sometimes, you forget the whole thing. What you need to do is do 25 years like I did. How's that? You're asking for it. All right. Okay. You're not willing to quit right now. Now, I'll tell you the thing. If you do 25 years the way I did, you will appreciate the real thing. Now, is there a lack of appreciation here?
No!
So, you could remain just a sheep for 25 years. You know, that's consciously what the Emperor Constantine did. Consciously waited until he was on his deathbed, and must be from this. He knew he was dying, and then he wanted to be baptized. He refused to be baptized until that time. Because I might sin. He was already getting that, all that stuff. It's not faith in his power, his grace. You can read his words. The Emperor Constantine, yeah. Year 325, Eusebius. Same time as Eusebius. Now let's hear it. Yeah. Yeah, you insist that he gives you eternal life the way you got all figured out.
Right.
So you got the patents on eternal life. You know how to work it, huh?
No.
So, in the anxiety, you're going to wipe out faith altogether. Now, let's hear some more problems.